Blog Talk Radio.
Washington, D.C., and we are so appreciative for who
this time that you have decided to come and join us. It is I, your host, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr. Again, we are thanking the Lord for you for coming and spending some time with Reconciliation Ministries in partnership with Omega Ministry Group for another terrific or wonderful Wednesday night of Bible study. Without further ado, let us pray. We thank you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you for the rest that we receive. We thank you, Lord God, for the peace of mind, the relaxation. We also pray, Lord God, that you will allow your spirit to intercede during this time, that the words that I say will be a blessing to you, that you will only allow me to speak what you want me to say, that you will hold back those other words. I thank you, Lord God, that you will continue to bless us and allow us to live life and life more abundantly. Lord God, we ask, even though right now we ask for blessings of, upon the Jackson family and the loss of their father, the patriarch, Joe Jackson. We pray, Lord God, that you will bring joy and happiness to that family as they think about the times they spent with him. Lord God, again, we now ask, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit will intercede. Lord God, I am your ambassador. Allow me only to say what you want me to say. I give you honor. I give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, we wanted to bring you a word of, not a word of comfort, but in association with a word of comfort. Tonight's subject, we wanted to talk about grief. Grief. We understand that during the time of law of a friend, of a family, someone who has transitioned, that you will have grief. That in Jeremiah, the 8th chapter, verse 18, you who are my comforter in sorrow, my heart is faint within me. We also wanted to use the scripture. What's the other scripture? Okay. I guess Luke 22, verse 45, it says, when he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted with sorrow. No, that's not it. I'm sorry. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. For if I grieve you, who is left to make glad from you whom I have grieved? And then jump down to verse 7. Now, instead, you ought to forgive and comfort him so that he will not be overwhelmed with excessive sorrow. I wanted to talk about grief because during this time, there are a lot of people who are dealing with emotions, dealing with feelings, and they are not sure on how to properly deal with these feelings of sorrow, these feelings of loss, and they get so overwhelmed with these feelings that they tend to forget about the fact that God has given them life. This weekend, I am going to what is called a grief camp. to assist teenagers and little kids with the loss or with the transition, with their grief, with the transition of a family member or a friend. And due to the fact that these family members or friends have now transitioned, and a lot of these kids do not know or understand how to process those feelings. A lot of times, those feelings bring you to a place of confusion. They bring you to a place where you are not comfortable with how to share. And so some kids act out. This camp will allow, because they have gone through some sort of counseling, this camp allows the children to deal with grief, and then it also allows them to be children. And we take these kids, it'll be probably about 60 kids out from the inner city of either Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, to a remote area campsite in Maryland with a water. But it's really a great experience. And because of my tardiness, I ask that you all please forgive me. We're going to continue on this conversation next week. But I wanted to kind of introduce and lay a little bit of groundwork on the fact that because there are so many people who, due to grief, they stay in a place of sorrowfulness, and we'll read this next week, but I want to just talk about when the disciples, when Mary and Magdalene and the disciples came back to the tomb to look for where to look to sanctify and find Jesus, he was not there. The tomb was gone. He was gone. The stone had been rolled away. And like I said, we'll read it next week. I'm just giving you a little synopsis now of the story. But in that story, they have a conversation with the angel. And the angel basically asked them, why are you looking for the dead amongst the living? Or why are you looking for the living amongst the dead? And they said that they want to come and bless and preserve and sanctify their Savior. And the angel goes on to tell them, well, he's alive and he's doing well. So many people get caught up in looking for dead things that they end up not appreciating and end up not living. I know I have a couple of friends who, because of the death of a family member, they are in a constant state of depression. It seems like they are just overwhelmed with this grief, that they can no longer appreciate the life that God has given them. Almost to the place that they wish that they too would die. I believe that some people who commit suicide come to this same reason. They have come to a place in their reasoning that suicide is an option is a viable option and that is probably the best option? Well, again, we're going to dig more into this next week. I know we don't have the time tonight, but I do want to encourage you that if you find yourself overwhelmed with grief. Now, everyone, we will experience some sort of form of grief. We will experience the fact that we will be sorrowful when someone we love, when someone we know transitions. I mean, even Jesus cried. A lot of people used to say, man, I know the shortest verse in the Bible. And they say, and I'll be like, what? And they say, Jesus wept. And that is a complete verse in the Bible. So if Jesus, who is our Lord and our Savior and our God, he's a part of the Godhead, if he can weep for his good friend Lazarus, then surely we are to weep. We are to be sorrowful. Again, we will read next week in First Corinthians, where it talks about how we are to mourn and how we are to conduct ourselves, and we are to mourn with a understanding. With their hope, knowing that we are going to see them, our loved one, again. Tell you, in 2005 was a very difficult year for myself. In February, the Lord decided to take home my grandfather. And then 6 months later, in August, he decided to take home my father, who I am named after and look just like. So in 1 year, in a matter of 6 months, transitioned with my grandfather, who I lived with for a good majority of my life, who was an influence, who showed me how to go out and work every day and how to be compassionate to him transition, and then to seeing my father transition, being in the room with him as the Lord calls him home. As he is taking his last breath, I am holding his hand while he's in the hospital room and holding out. Two of the most influential men in my life, and I will say that for a long time, I was in a state of depression. That I was, I felt like I was confused, that I didn't know what to do, I didn't know where to go. But I realized in all of that, I needed to depend more on God. The more confused I felt, the more lost I felt, the more anger I felt, the more I know and I knew then that I needed, that I had to depend upon God. My father transitioned on a Saturday night, Saturday evening. We was in a hospital, until about 10 o'clock. Until about 10 o'clock that evening. And the next morning, Sunday morning, I found myself in church. And I had people come up to me and say, man, why are you here? Why are you, you know, your father just passed away. Your namesake, the man who you are named after, you are his firstborn. Why are you here in church? And the only thing I can do, or the only thing I can say is, because I need to be by my father. Not my physical father, but my spiritual father. I need to be in the house of worship, in the house of praise. I need to be in God's house because I don't know what to do. So I need to be with God. And I need to be not just with God, but be with God's people. So we're going to talk more about this on next week again. I ask that you pray for us as we go away to camp this weekend. And we just wanted to kind of leave this a little, kind of whet your appetite a little as we come back next week and we really dig into grief and we dig into how we are to grieve, how we are to mourn. There's a proper way that we are to also just be able to talk about the fact that if you find yourself in that state where you are depressed, what can you do to shake that loose and to get back into a mindset of appreciation of life so that you can live life? So, again, we just want to thank the Lord for you. Of course, as always, if you have any questions, you can send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com. Again, that's J-A-Y, V as in victory, A-N-N, 91@yahoo.com. We are, again, so appreciative for the many blessings that God has given us. We also ask that you be so kind to stay tuned. The next speaking voice you will hear will be that of my beloved brother, Elder Perry Smith. This is a song that Brother Kevin LeVar, is from Washington, D.C., and I want to hear him sing this song, and I was kind of, you know, I was angry, and I was a little frustrated because I was mad because there were things that I wanted my father to tell me, or I wanted there were things that I wanted him to share with me. And when I heard this song, it brought about such a peace because it taught me how to really forgive. And it helped me in learning how to forgive. And I even shared with someone today, a sister, about forgiveness. My brothers and sisters, if there's somebody that you need to forgive, I know it's difficult. I know it's hard. But please go and ask them for forgiveness. Please go and do it. Well, again, I'm going to ask you, please hold on. The next speaking voice you will hear, our beloved brother, Elder Perry Smith. We thank the Lord for him and his ministry and how God is blessing him and how God is continuing to grant him wisdom and knowledge and understanding, and also bless him with some material things, not just so that he can keep it all to himself, that he can be a blessing to others. So we ask that you hold on. We will see you and talk to you on next Wednesday. As always, peace and love, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr.
Have it now. don't want.